Linus Pauling, 1901 to 1994. Linus Pauling has the unique distinction of winning two unshared Nobel Prizes, one for chemistry in 1954 and one for peace in 1962. His prize in chemistry was for improving our understanding of the chemical bond, and his peace prize was for his campaign against nuclear weapons. Pauling was born in 1901 in Portland, Oregon, in the United States of America. His father was a pharmacist, so it could be said that he had chemistry in his blood. He completed his bachelor's degree in chemical engineering at the Oregon State College in 1922, and then a PhD at the California Institute of Science and Technology in 1925. He then spent 2 years in Europe, where he met many of the leading scientists, such as Niels Bohr and Erwin Schrödinger, who were working on the then new fields of atomic and nuclear structure and quantum mechanics. Studying with these visionary scientists may have influenced Pauling's way of thinking and led him to develop the theories that won him the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Pauling used quantum mechanics to explain why a shared pair of electrons should form a bond between two atoms, a fundamental chemistry concept. He also introduced the idea of hybridization. This is where different types of electron orbitals come together to form new orbitals. Hybridization explains why carbon can form four identical bonds in a compound such as methane, CH4. He reasoned that the single 2s orbital and the three 2p orbitals of carbon's outer shell of electrons could mix together to give four hybrid orbitals, each containing one electron. Each of these orbitals can then form a covalent bond by sharing the electron it contains with an electron from another atom. To minimize repulsion between the electrons, the four hybrid orbitals are positioned around the nucleus in a tetrahedral arrangement, which is as far apart as they can possibly be. Hence, methane has a tetrahedral shape. Pauling also developed the concept of electronegativity, which is the electron pulling power of an atom. Used in the simplest sense, if we take a heteronuclear diatomic molecule, a bond between two different types of atom, then one atomic nucleus is likely to attract the shared pair of electrons more than the other. If there is a big enough difference in the electronegativity of the two nuclei, then the covalent bond becomes polarized. Each atom has a value on the Pauling scale of electronegativity, and we can make predictions using this scale. For example, in the compound hydrogen fluoride, fluorine has an electronegativity of 4, and hydrogen has an electronegativity of 2.1. So fluorine will pull the electrons towards itself, and the hydrogen-fluorine bond will be polarized, with the hydrogen being slightly positive and the fluorine being slightly negative. These ideas were explained in Pauling's book, The Nature of the Chemical Bond, published back in 1939, one of the most influential chemistry textbooks ever. After the Second World War, Pauling turned his scientific attentions to biochemistry and the structures of proteins. He also began his protest against the testing of nuclear weapons that led to his Nobel Peace Prize. However, this was the era of the rabidly anti-communist Senator Joe McCarthy and Reds Under the Bed, or Hidden Communists. The US authorities did not take kindly to Pauling's activities and withdrew his passport, which meant that he could not attend any scientific conferences abroad. His passport was only reinstated so that he could travel to Sweden to collect his Nobel Prize in Chemistry. There is speculation that his inability to travel abroad might possibly have affected the outcome of another Nobel Prize. Having worked on the helical structure of proteins, Pauling began to investigate DNA, the molecule of life. But he was doing this at the same time as Francis Crick, James Watson, Maurice Wilkins and Rosalind Franklin over in England, who at that time were virtually unknown. Pauling proposed a triple helix as a possible DNA structure. But it is interesting to speculate whether he may have spotted the correct double helix structure if he had been able to attend a conference in London in 1952, where the latest X-ray diffraction results of DNA were shown. This conference was attended by Crick and Watson, who eventually proposed the double helix that led to their 1962 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. To add insult to injury, Pauling's son Peter was working for his PhD in the same laboratory as Crick and Watson, who were worried that Pauling would win the race to find the correct structure. The pair were concerned that Peter might leak clues about their progress to his father, but were happy to use him as a source of information on Pauling's work. During the Cold War, Pauling's protests about the atomic bomb and nuclear weapons in general brought him to the attention of the public. One particular story gives an insight into his character. In 1962, a party was thrown by President Kennedy to honour Nobel Prize winners. Pauling spent the day outside the White House carrying an anti-nuclear testing banner, and then in the evening sat down to an elegant dinner with the Kennedys. Pauling's protests were vindicated when the International Test Ban Treaty was signed later in 1962. Linus Pauling continued to work on a range of scientific ideas, pretty much until his final days. He became interested in the role of vitamins in nutrition and promoted the view that vitamin C could help to prevent and even cure the common cold. Astonishingly, his last patent was issued when he was 92. He eventually died of prostate cancer, aged 93.